Art of Love Relationships series proudly presents Attract Your Soulmate Now, brought to you by our event partners, Evolving Wisdom, along with the Soulmate Secret and Calling in the One online courses, today's leading programs designed to help you manifest the love of your life. Your host for Attract Your Soulmate Now is internationally best-selling author and soulmate expert, Arielle Ford. We are delighted you're joining us for our live kickoff event and series introduction with our honored guest, internationally acclaimed best-selling spiritual author and lecturer, Marianne Williamson. On tonight's call, Arielle will be giving you an overview of what you will experience over the 9 days of Attract Your Soulmate Now and how to prepare yourself to get the most out of this series, including how to cultivate a love manifestation mindset and set a magnetic intention for calling in your soulmate in 2013. There is no more powerful place to be to manifest love than right here. We are so glad you could join us, and once again, welcome to Attract Your Soulmate Now.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to this very special kickoff event, How to Attract Your Soulmate Now. 7 simple shifts you must make to manifest the love of your life. My name is Arielle Ford, and I am so excited to be welcoming all of you to day one of the Attract Your Soulmate Now series. The response to this series has really been beyond my wildest expectations. We have over 50,000 people from around the globe, from 171 countries. What an incredible community. This is going to be the biggest manifesting love event in history. So let's just take a moment now to breathe together, to open our hearts to the possibility of creating big love in our lives. As we begin this journey together, I want you to know that I'm holding the space for you to use these next 9 days as a springboard to activate your ability to attract soulmate love into your life. I have an amazing event planned for tonight. I'll be revealing the 7 small but powerful shifts that I've seen everyone who's ever manifested a soulmate make and how you can make them too during this series. You're also going to hear from best-selling author Marianne Williamson, and she's going to be sharing her latest insights about how you can release your own unconscious blocks to love. Our time together this evening will establish a foundation for the remainder of the series. We're going to build upon this, and you're not going to want to miss a minute of it. I'll also be sharing with you the overview and the highlights of the seminars you'll be experiencing in the coming days and how to best prepare yourself to get the most out of the series. We'll be reviewing the instructions for accessing all the seminars and what you can do if you can't listen live to all the sessions. And I'll also be showing you how to set a powerful intention for love. And you're going to want to write this down so you can repeat it and review it all along the way. So be sure to have pen and paper standing by, as you're definitely going to need it later on. Now, before we jump in, I want to set my intention for the series. So it's my intention that this series provide you with the clarity, tools, and support you need to attract deep and lasting love in your life. And my commitment is to be by your side as your love fairy godmother, holding your hand and walking you step by step through the entire powerful process. So right now, let's begin by creating a tremendous amount of possibility. And even if you've suffered through pain and loss of relationships gone bad, and you might be living in disappointment or resignation, and maybe you've even given up hope when it comes to finding true love, chances are you found enough belief in yourself to create a fulfilling career or a life filled with friends and family and fun. But when it comes to your own love life, you might be living as if love is something you have no control over, something you can't influence, And I want to share with you right now that is just not true. So what I'm asking you to do is step into the possibility that despite whatever's happened to you in the past around love, right now, take a stand for yourself that you're now ready, willing, open, and available to create what I call big love. Because there's one thing that I know for sure, something I know with 100% certainty, and it's that big love is possible for anyone who is willing to put in a little time, energy, intention, and attention onto their love life. And this is why we've created this amazing free Attract Your Soulmate Now series, so that we can provide you with the latest cutting-edge tools and tips and techniques to manifest the love that I know that you deserve. Because the truth is, and I want you to really hear this, the truth is you do have the power to bring soulmate love into your life. And I know this because that's what happened for me and for the hundreds of thousands of people that I've worked with over the years. Because what happened for me was that I realized I was not powerless when it came for love. I took a stand for myself to attract love into my life. And with the help from some of the experts you're going to hear from during this series, plus a few critical shifts in my own behavior, I was able to manifest my soulmate. And you can do it too. So now, every day, I'm grateful to be married to my soulmate, Brian. And as some of you already know, I was a first-time bride at 44. And given my history with relationships, it wasn't at all predictable that I'd end up spending my life knowing every day that I'm loved and cherished and adored by someone who is my best friend, lover, partner, and playmate. So when I think about my life before Brian, it was certainly filled with successes and celebrations, but it had a certain hollowness, a lack of true partnership, and sometimes there was the feeling of being alone, even in a crowded room. So my life before soulmate love was full of searching and doubting and settling for less and knowing intuitively that I was not as supported and fulfilled as I would be if I were with my soulmate. So if you're like 88% of the people, you don't just want to meet someone, you want to meet your soulmate. So let me just take a second here to share with you my definition of what a soulmate is. And I believe that a soulmate is first and foremost someone you can completely be yourself with, someone with whom you share unconditional love. And when you look into each other's eyes, you have the experience of being at home. And another definition of a soulmate that I really, really love, and I've quoted often because it resonates with me, comes from one of my favorite authors, Richard Bach. And Richard Bach says, and I'm going to read this to you because I couldn't memorize it, a soulmate is someone who has locks that fit our keys and keys to fit our locks. When we feel safe enough to open the locks, our truest selves step out and we can be completely and honestly who we are. We can be loved for who we are and not for who we're pretending to be. Each unveils the best of the other. No matter what else goes wrong around us, with this one person, we're safe in our own paradise. Our soulmate is someone who shares our deepest longing, our sense of direction. When we're two balloons and together our direction is up, chances are we found the right person. Isn't that just delicious? So while we're on this topic of love, let me also explain what I mean by big love. So for me, big love is when soulmates come together and the world is a better place because of the love they share and generate. When you've got it, you know it. Or as my husband Brian likes to say, in normal math, 1 + 1 = 2. But in big love math, 1 plus 1 equals 11 because your love blesses the world. So that's what I mean by big love, and that's really what I'm holding the space for you. Now I want to quickly take you through a process that my dear friend Catherine Woodward Thomas teaches in her Calling in the One course, and it's on how to set a powerful intention. It's really about a shift from trying to get love to moving into a consciousness of being a creator of love. So I want to take this moment to invite you to set an intention that is really an intention of what you're creating or generating, as opposed to wishing or hoping for. And I want to invite you, as a conscious co-creator of your love life, to set a powerful intention for your love to come. So what I really want you to do is let go of your mind and let go of your preconceived ideas about what it is you think you want. And just close your eyes and drop down into your body and take a nice, long, slow, deep breath all the way down into your hips and just align with the consciousness of possibility. Really breathe into a place inside of you where you know that you were not made to live this life alone, where you were made for love, where you came into this world to experience, to express, to create and contribute extraordinary, exquisite love and partnership. And from this deeper center, ask yourself the question, what do I most deeply desire to experience with my beloved? And just listen for the answer from the deepest part of yourself. What do I most deeply desire to express with my beloved? And listen for the answer from the deepest part of yourself. Now take a nice, long, slow, deep breath, and breathing down to your hips, ask yourself, what do I most deeply desire to create with my beloved? And what is the life I desire to create? And now ask yourself this final question. What do I most deeply desire to contribute to the world through this union with my soulmate? What do I most deeply desire to contribute to my community, to my friends, to my family, to the world through this partnership? Then look at the answers, and from this, craft your own intention for love, something that really captures your deeper desires for what it is you most wish to create in your life of love. And it could be something like, my intention for love is to create a mutually fulfilling partnership with a man or a woman who understands me. Or my intention for love is to create a relationship that gifts others through its model of possibility. So this statement, this intention for love, becomes your anchor, your stand, and you're no longer waiting to get something from the universe or get something from life. You're standing as a powerful co-creator with an intention to bring forth this exquisite love into your life, into your world, and in standing in that place, you will discover heaven and earth will now begin to move on your behalf in ways you couldn't possibly begin to imagine to bring forth everything you could possibly need. So I want to take this time to encourage you to really do this, to really anchor into and set your intention for love to carry you through the next 9 days and beyond. It will help keep you in an open, receptive space so you can be empowered by each of our experts through every single day of the series. Now, to officially open the Attract Your Soulmate Now series and our event for this evening, I thought it would be inspiring to have a conversation my friend and incredible advocate for love, Marianne Williamson. She, Newsweek magazine, they did a poll a few years ago, and they named her one of the 50 most influential baby boomers. In 1989, she founded Project Angel Food, a Meals on Wheels program that serves homebound people with AIDS in the Los Angeles area. And today, Project Angel Food serves over 1,000 people daily. You probably know her as a best-selling author of books like A Return to Love, The Age of Miracles, Everyday Grace, A Woman's Worth, and her most recent, The Law of Divine Compensation on Work, Money, and Miracles. So I am so honored to have her with us tonight. Marianne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're so thrilled to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, as you know, we're with Attract Your Soulmate now, so we've got tens of thousands of singles from around the world on the line with us. And I thought a good place to start would be with the fact that there are so many singles who just don't feel worthy of love, and they feel like something's wrong with them. What can you share with them about this?
Well, I think that whole concept is an insidious giving up of responsibility. I don't actually hear anybody say to me, I don't think I'm worthy of love. That whole line of questioning takes it back to, tell me I'm good enough, tell me I'm good enough. For me, in my relationships, the question is never about my concentrating on what my worth is. It's always for me about concentrating on what someone else's worth is. And any withhold in my experience of love has come from me because I am not concentrating enough on the value of the person in front of me, my honoring the value of the person in front of me, my respecting the value of the person in front of me, and my demonstrating in the way that they will understand the value of the person in front of me. You come to understand with anything in life that you only get to have what you give away. And the only way I can feel worthy of respect in my life is if I do things that are worthy of respect. So I find that whenever I'm just trying to make myself feel better about myself, that can be a kind of a trap. And I should be more concerned in that moment with helping someone else to feel their own value. And in that case, I automatically feel valuable because I just did something of value.
Yeah, you just reminded me of one of my favorite lines from the Course in Miracles, which I learned from you years ago, which is, the only thing that can be lacking in any situation is that which you are not giving.
And that's such an important thing in the love issue. It is such an important issue because in this area, I think more than any other, because this area is the ego's biggest arsenal, we are so into how they should be behaving. If only they would behave a certain way, if only they would do a certain thing, if only they would think a certain thing, then we would be okay. And, of course, then the ego gets to tell us that the problem is that other people aren't showing up. And we come ultimately to understand that, no, the one who wasn't showing up in that moment was me. I wasn't accepting that person exactly the way they were. Mm-hmm. I was making demands, even if I wasn't making them verbally. My energy was making it. And you begin to recognize ultimately, because the way we think determines how we behave, and everybody can subconsciously feel everything anyway, we really do begin to see that cleaning up our own act, particularly spiritually, where we just live in a kind of namaste consciousness towards another, saluting another on a level of spirit, and praying not that the other person will do anything, but that the other person will be blessed and that the other person will have a peaceful day. Mm. And the other person will feel love in their life, and asking that this relationship only serve the higher process by which of maximal growth and learning and joy opportunity for both people. So then you lift your thinking above the clamor and the craziness and the neediness and the control. And I've very clearly in my own life seen when I do that right, love is fine. And when I do that wrong, everything is chaotic and desperate and painful. It's pretty clear, actually.
Yeah, and you can actually feel the difference of if you're coming from love and wanting to share love with who's in front of you, as opposed to, you know, what have you done for me lately?
And well, also it's interesting, though, because what the ego mind calls love sometimes is really let me lasso you, let me put my tentacles around you, let me get you to behave the way I secretly think I need you to behave to fulfill some need I think I have. And when we make the divine our primary relationship, we realize all of our needs are already filled. We don't need somebody else to come fill a hole once you realize there is no hole. You are complete. And that difference makes all the difference, because either I'm a whole, complete person, nourished continually by the holy source of the universe, and I'm only here to play with you. I'm here to dance with you. I'm here to co-create with you. I'm here to have fun with you. Is very different than I am malnourished, I'm not getting what I need, and I'm looking for some poor sucker to give it to me as though they don't have enough on their plate, in which case we're really prowling the planet for something we're telling ourselves is love, but really is a form of theft on a spiritual level.
Right, and that's such a repelling way to be.
Exactly, the word attractive. Do you attract love? And, you know, I think that sometimes we need to be brutally self-honest with ourselves, and that's why I have a problem with the am I worthy question. It appears to be something. It's not. The real question is not just how do I attract love. The real question is what do I do to repel love? Because the universe is love. Love is coming at us all the time. But we are often pointing to what we think it should look like and what it should feel like. And I know in my own life, if I'm allowing myself to experience love with whoever happens to be in front of me, I'm just trying to practice it with humanity, then I'm ready when the man shows up. But if I don't allow myself to see my love affair with the entire universe as the primary love affair, then by definition, when the man shows up, whether I just met him or I've known him for years, I'm going to blow it, because I will be bringing so much baggage and so much woundedness that is a result of my not showing up in all those other relationships.
Mm, that makes so much sense. Now, I know a lot of people listening in tonight didn't have the kind of love they really desire modeled for them. Share with us what's possible when we have a deeply loving soulmate connection.
Well, what you just said is absolutely correct, and that is the primary wound. And I think I can see that very clearly because it was mine. I know that my father loved me, but I, like millions and millions of other people, felt a kind of emotional withhold at puberty. And, you know, you grow up, you analyze it, you understand it, you recognize why. I even felt a kind of apology from my father after his death. It wasn't that he didn't love me. It was a kind of whatever all that was. But the point is, you're correct. If we did not feel totally cherished, for women, it's if we did not feel totally cherished emotionally by the father or father figure. And for men, if they did not feel respected as men by the mother or mother figure, we carry that into adulthood. There's no doubt about it. And I think for myself, the most powerful thing has been allowing the God of my understanding to reparent me. The first therapist I ever had said something so powerful to me. She said, your father was not your real father. Your mother was not your real mother. God is your real father, and God is your real mother. And when you grow enough to get that, that yes, on the mortal plane, obviously your parents were your parents, but on the immortal plane, which is the plane of the solution, the plane in which these wounds do not exist, we are divinely parented by a Father, Mother, God who loves us inestimably, immeasurably. And when we really allow ourselves to take that in, that's why in my belief and in my experience, as long as I make God the first relationship, the primary relationship, then I enter into relationships with men and others from a whole place. Because I'm not trying to get, I'm not in a gimme place, either externally or even internally.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about this before, about God being our real mother and father. I remember my father telling me at the end of his life that as far as he was concerned, he had done his job as a father. I always had a roof over my head, food to eat, and shoes on my feet. And it explained so much to me, mm-hmm. you know, having known my grandfather, his father, that's what he believed his job was, and
exactly.
that was all he was capable of doing.
Exactly. Exactly. and we get old enough to understand it, we get old enough to take a good look, like you said, at their parents, what they came from. And in many ways, I have to tell you something, when you look at the world today, you look at like your father and mine, and really, Ariel, what's interesting to me is, look how many fathers in the world today, even some of them who call themselves all spiritual and transformational, are actually not performing on the level that our fathers performed. There was a lot of honor and dignity in what they did think their job was.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, no, this is a really beautiful conversation. So, you know, besides the wounding of the mother-father relationship, what else stands in the way of us receiving the deep level of love we crave so much?
Everything, you know, one of the exercises in the Course in Miracles is that there is no love but God's. And that one I really get at a deep level. I get that the mistakes I make with men are the same as the mistakes I would make with a friend, are the same as the mistakes I would make with my daughter, are the same as the mistakes I would make with anyone else. And that has to do with the layers of defense and the various ways that we avoid love. Because remember, real love is an ego death. Real love is the surrender of the false belief in separation. So the ego mind is completely alert to threat and will do everything it can to keep love at bay. And we do this through anger. We do this through attack. We do this through judgment. We do this through blame. We do this through control. We do this through neediness. We do this through not taking personal responsibility. We do this through selfishness. And, you know, when you realize that the job is less to become more loving, because the real you is more loving, and more to identify the areas in ourselves where we that are barriers to love, where we deflect love. And I think going back to the childhood conversation, what's important is it doesn't really matter how you got this. It doesn't matter where you got this. What matters is that it's yours now. It ultimately doesn't matter that it's because of your mother you're this way, or it's because of your father that you're this way. What matters is that you are this way. And in my life, analyzing my character defects, as it were, analyzing the things I did that I knew held love at bay, that did not free me. What began to free me and still frees me when I see myself in those places is, dear God, please take this from me. I get it. It happened subconsciously. It happened. It was lack of impulse control. I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. That's where many of us are, I think, in love. Not that we don't know how we should be, as that we have these moments where it just, it's like after we said what we said or after we did what we did, we go, I can't believe I just said that. I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe I did that. Because in that moment, we were not, our musculature, our attitudinal musculature wasn't aligned with all the things that you teach. I read your tweets all the time, you know. I mean, you're putting it out there, but we have to train our musculature to align ourselves with those really phenomenal ideas.
Talk a little bit about more how we can train ourselves to surrender and to be more open and to drop our defenses.
Prayer, meditation, inspirational reading, books like yours, forgiveness, compassion. If I, you know, a lot of times what I would see with men was that I was hard on them. I was just tough on them, coming from my own wounds of what my father didn't give me, so I think you should give me, you know, I should, you know, you should give me blah, blah, blah. And I, one of the things that helped me actually was I would imagine what they were and who they were as little boys. You know, if you observe children, little boys are just as tender as little girls are, just as sensitive. And one of the things I heard Pat Allen say many years ago, she said men are more sensitive than women. And she talked about how to a woman, like a slap of the hand from a man would be considered the greatest violence, which it is, don't get me wrong. But she's just talking about how physical activity seems rough to a woman. To a man, a verbal slap is more to them than it is to us. And so we are kind of reckless sometimes with the things that we say. And it takes consciousness and maturity to move beyond your own self-centeredness to really ask yourself, how would that have felt to him to hear that? And the idea that anything that seemed directive to him. I remember reading in a book once that men are hormonally programmed to not want to do something if they feel a woman is demanding it. And neediness, by the way, is a form of control and demand. So I began to see the things I said and did that, of course, would repel a man. So the issue is not that he wasn't attracted. Once again, it's not how do I attract love. It's how do I not blow it once he's standing there. To me, that has been the helpful conversation and has helped me to whatever extent I've been helped.
Well, I know we don't have a lot of time with you tonight, but would you say a prayer to help all of us release any barriers to love that we have?
Absolutely. Dear God, please place a magnifying glass gently and tenderly upon myself that I might see the things I think and the things I do that keep love at bay. I release them all to you, dear God. Remove from me the wall, the energetic buffer, the layer of fear that keeps true love at bay. Show me to my true self that I might more easily show it to others. And help me to see the true self, the true being within everyone I meet. And when that person, dear God, with whom there is the opportunity for the deepest intimacy and most profound closeness, appears in my path, help me in that moment place angels around my mind that I might be so true to who I really am that we might connect in true love and peace. And so it is.
Oh, that was beautiful. Before I let you go, tell us what you're most excited about right now and how the listeners can learn more about you.
What I'm most excited about is what I think we're all most excited about. It does feel like there's a quickening in the air. I think there's a lot of awakening going on. I think there's a lot of possibilities in the air. I think we can all feel it, even though at the same time we are mature enough to be aware of some real perils and threats to our collective good. And I think there's a real evolutionary movement occurring. And I am in the same inquiry that everybody else I know is, which is, how can I help? What's next for me? That's what we're all asking ourselves in that marvelous prayer from the Course in Miracles. Where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to whom? So that's where I am, like everyone else I know. And if anyone is interested in my work and my books and my seminars and the things that I do, my Facebook page, my Twitter, whatever, they can go to marianne.com and learn about my lectures and whatever else I'm doing. And if any of it's of value to anyone, I'm grateful and honored.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so grateful and honored that you took this time to really share this with us and this really beautiful message of love and surrender. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Well, anytime. And you and Brian continue to be a shining beacon for all of us. And thank you for all your teaching and all the value that you place into the universe.
Oh, thanks, Marianne. Have a good night.
God bless you, darling. Bye.
Bye-bye. Isn't she amazing? I am just so thrilled she had time for us tonight to join us for this very special kickoff event. Okay, let's all take a nice deep breath and let's just shift gears for a second because I want to talk for a minute about why you're in the perfect place right now. Because whether you're feeling like you're about to burst because you want love so badly, or you're so disappointed with love that you're not sure you're ever going to open your heart again, I just want to take a moment to assure you that this series was created for you. So during these 9 days, our experts will prepare and inspire you to manifest the love of your life. You're going to begin to let go of those old, outdated, negative, and untrue beliefs about yourself and about love. And for those of you who are hanging on to the myth that you're too old, you're too fat, you're too broke, you're too damaged, you're too complicated for love, I want you to know that I'm here to love you and guide you and support you and take you by the hand, step by step, right into the love relationship of your dreams.
And for those of you that have a story that all the good ones are taken, I've got some really good news for you. That is not true. I mean, just think about it. Right now, there are more than 7 billion people alive on the planet, and more than half of them are single. So statistically, there are more than enough potential soulmates out there for you. And as my grandmother always said to me, there's a lid for every pot, even yours. So whether you're young or old, gay or straight or bisexual, whatever your preference, I promise you, there's more than enough love on this planet for you. And actually, the problem or the perceived problem has nothing to do with your age or height or sexual orientation or any of the other myths that you're telling yourself. The problem is that there are blind spots in your behavior, things that you're either doing or not doing in key areas that are pushing love away rather than attracting it. And relationship experts have found that there are 7 simple shifts that absolutely everyone who has been successful in manifesting love has made. And while you might have made some of them already, it's, you know, often kind of hard to know which shifts you haven't yet made. So I've designed this series to help you recognize the shifts you personally need to make, and then each of the seminars will focus on supporting you through that process so that you too will soon attract soulmate love. So I want to take just a moment here to tell you a little bit about who I am and how I came to be with you this evening. So 27 years ago, I had the really great good fortune to learn the art of manifestation. And I decided to take all the prayers and rituals and processes that I learned about manifesting and apply them to my career. And for many, many years, I worked as a book publicist and a literary agent, and I worked with Deepak Chopra for 12 years. I worked with Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, Louise Hay, Don Miguel Ruiz, Neil Donald Walsh, Dean Ornish, Gary Zukav, Mark Victor Hansen, and Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup, and many, many other spiritual luminaries. And I found amazing success in my career by utilizing these powerful manifestation tools. But I never really considered applying these same tools and techniques to my love life until I got to be 43 and I found myself still single. So along the way, I discovered a few things from some of the same big experts you're going to be hearing from these next 9 days, and I learned things that made all the difference in my ability to create big love for myself. So here's a little confession. Some people think of me as a bottom-line person because I speak my mind. I do not sugarcoat things, and I kind of call things as I see them. And while this communication style works really well in my career, I found out that it's a quality most men don't find endearing or attractive. So I'm going to share with you a bit of an embarrassing story. One night when I was in my early 30s, I went out on a date with a man who was pretty superficial and a little obnoxious, but he completely and unintentionally said something that changed my life. Here's what he said. He said, "You know, Ariel, you're one tough and powerful woman, and I'll bet you scare the shit out of most men." And then he tried to kiss me goodnight, but I dodged him and I got out of the car. But those final words to me just ran through my head like a negative audio loop that played over and over again. And all I kept hearing was, "You know, Ariel, you're one tough and powerful woman, and I'll bet you scare the shit out of most men." And, you know, up until that moment, I really never thought of myself as either tough or powerful. But this thought just wouldn't leave my mind. And in the past, I hadn't thought being tough or powerful was negative, but what if he was right? What if that was how I kept showing up for men? And I have to admit, I was really embarrassed by the whole thing, and I didn't talk to anybody about it for a few years. And then one day, my friend Marianne, who we just heard from, invited me to a lecture about the dynamics of masculine and feminine energy. And I learned that my practical, assertive, and result-oriented approach to work meant that I was living almost exclusively on my masculine side. And I had managed to suppress and hide my receptive, creative, and feminine energies. They'd actually been locked away. And I learned that both men and women equally possess male and female energies, and it's okay for a woman when she's working to tap into her masculine side. However, if I wanted to date and end up with a masculine guy, I needed to learn how to access my feminine energy. Because it turns out that it's really the polarity between masculine and feminine, between masculine and feminine, that really generates harmony and desire. So for the next several months, this topic was like my newfound passion. And I began to understand that a big piece of my ultimate happiness and having the relationship of my dreams meant that I needed to surrender to my feminine energy when I was with a masculine man. And I needed to find ways to let go of what I started to call my work mode and shift into my feminine dating mode. So one of the things I did to really help me access my feminine energy was I took up belly dancing. And the more I began to move and slide my hips from side to side, I ended up unleashing this part of myself that actually wanted an audience. And it was this is really lovely way for me to tap into my feminine energy. So I also learned that after working all day, I couldn't just go from my desk to a date. So what I started to do is I'd go home, I would dance a little bit, I'd do my belly dancing, then I'd take a really lovely bubble bath with some oils in it and put on some makeup and change my clothes. And eventually I did learn how to truly embrace my feminine energy. And then one day I woke up at the age of 43, like really early in the morning, and realized that my deepest, deepest desire was to manifest a soulmate. So I took all the prayers and all the processes and all the rituals that I'd used to manifest my great career, and I began to apply them to my love life. And you know what? Within 6 months, I met Brian. And within 3 weeks, we were engaged. And a year later, we had 3 weddings. I mean, I was 44 by then. I wanted to have 3 weddings. And just a few weeks ago, we celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary. So I have to tell you, being with my soulmate has improved my life on every imaginable level. I mean, not only am I happier, I'm actually healthier, I'm more successful, and I feel so incredibly grateful and blessed that I get to spend my life with the love of my life, who is my biggest supporter. And I know in every cell of my body that attracting this kind of love is possible for you too. So, after years of sharing this information with thousands and thousands of men and women, what I've learned is that there are 7 simple, powerful but small shifts that everyone who's been successful in manifesting a soulmate has eventually made. So, whether you're living with an attachment to someone in your past, or you have limiting beliefs that are unconsciously keeping love at bay, or you're carrying beliefs about relationships being a trap, chances are you need to make one or more of these shifts. I mean, it could be that you're out of sync with the opposite sex or whatever sex you fancy, or maybe it's just that you need some guidance around navigating the dating process. These 7 shifts are easy, and they ensure your success in love. So using these 7 shifts as a guide, I carefully selected the best of the best of the world's leading experts on love and relationships, and together we developed these seminars that you'll get over the next 9 days that are really going to help you guide you into understanding and implementing these 7 shifts. So during the series, you're going to recognize your own blocks to love, and then you'll be well on your way to make the small shifts necessary to attract big love into your life. Okay, so now that we're situated, in order to make the 7 shifts, we first need to identify what they are and how they're interfering with your ability to magnetize your soulmate. So shift number one, breaking through your limiting beliefs about love. And this has to do with letting go of the stories you tell yourself about what love means, those quote-unquote truths that you're clinging to about the negative things that always happen for you where love is concerned. You know, maybe it's that men or women don't value you, or that you can't trust people who say they care about you, or that you're too damaged to have true love, or maybe you believe that even if you find love, your partner will sometimes leave. By holding on to these negative beliefs, not only do you stay stuck, but it actually pushes love away. So changing your negative beliefs about love is absolutely necessary before you can ever draw to you the soulmate you so desire. And we have several experts who are going to help you do just that, to help you clear these negative beliefs. So in seminar number one, we have a beautiful, amazing, ultra-talented Lisa Nichols. Many of you know her from The Secret. Lisa will be focusing on how prayer and affirmations can support you in releasing your negative beliefs about love. And she's going to guide you step by step through several exercises which are designed to help you let go of your limiting negative beliefs, including a really, really fun one that involves singing. And she's also going to share with you the three kinds of relationships and why it's critical to understand the purpose of each of them. And finally, and this is so cool, Lisa's going to guide you through a daily gratitude prayer that will actually help create natural attraction for you. So it's the kind of prayer that you're going to want to use every day to sustain you to the kind of results that we know are possible for you. Then in seminar number two, we've got Christy Whitman, Rika Zimmerman, and John Asaroff, and they're going to equip you with the additional tools that you need to further rewire your love beliefs. So we've got a four-step process that's actually going to repattern your brain to change your beliefs about love instantly. And John's going to share with you how to unlock the secrets to using affirmations correctly. And I'll just give you a hint here. You actually have to believe the affirmations while you're saying them. And then you have to block out the negative chatter in your mind. And John's going to show you how to do that. So I think with this seminars one and two, you're going to be really amazed at how these tools and practices will totally help you let go of your negative beliefs about love and then open you up to powerful possibilities for attracting your soulmate. Now, the second shift is a really important one. It's called letting go of past attachments. And perhaps you've heard the saying, you'll never find the right person if you never let go of the wrong one. Well, guess what, folks? It's true. If you're holding on to any emotional or physical baggage from the past, whether consciously or unconsciously, you're blocking your ability to draw new, true love into your life. And I know that many of you, you know, have had past relationships that have left behind some scars. You were let down, you were disappointed, even worse, you might have been betrayed. And, you know, maybe you were even the one who did the betraying, and now you feel incredible guilt for hurting your former partner. So when we hold on to our past injuries, they continue to hurt us in the present. So in order to free ourselves from the burden of attaching to the past, it's really essential that we surrender the idea that things could have ended any better or differently than they did. So we have some workshops focused on releasing the past, and our experts will provide you with tools to release these old wounds so that your heart will now be ready to receive new love. So in seminar number three, Carol Look is going to lead you through an emotional freedom technique called tapping. And tapping is one of the easiest and fastest ways I've ever come across to help you release emotional blocks and restore your mind-body balance. I personally use this almost every day for one thing or another, and believe me, it works. You're going to be able to integrate this into your day, whether you're on work, on dates, with family, or at any time emotional or physical pain arises. Then in our seminar number 4, we have our three experts, Ellen Smoke, Rhonda Britton, and Farhan Adalad, and they have a panel on 7 essential tools to survive breakup hell. Now, this is the definitive guide to overcome heartache. And I promise you're going to come away with a strategy for navigating one of life's most difficult transitions with grace and ease. We're going to get you to move past denial, to honor your grief stages, to embrace forgiveness. And then the best part of all is that you're going to leave this seminar knowing how to clearly ask for what you need from your friends and family as you're going through this difficult time. And in addition, in seminar number 5, we have best-selling author Catherine Woodward Thomas, who's going to lead a seminar called Breaking Through After Breaking Up, How to Use the Art of Conscious Uncoupling to Graduate from Past Dynamics and Create Your Future in Love. Because as we all know, the end of a relationship is not only difficult, but it's a really important transition. And Catherine will be sharing her deep, deep wisdom to show you how to navigate this challenging road with integrity and with care. And she's going to reveal the 3 biggest mistakes that we all make when ending a relationship. And then she'll guide us in a process that will take us through to process the emotional pain of a breakup. And after this, you're going to be able to see how you can then use the end of a relationship as a new opportunity to create stronger love for your future. All right, that's the first 2 shifts. The third one is loving and caring for yourself. Now, I bet you've heard the saying, you have to love yourself first before you can love another. But let's be honest, how many of you just brush that thought aside as if it has no relevance to you? And I don't mean, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news here, but to attract your soulmate, you need to be able to become your own greatest fan and start taking excellent care of yourself. Because the truth is, our relationship with others are also a mirror of our relationship with ourselves. I'm going to say that again. Our relationship with others are always a mirror of our relationship with ourselves. So, when you prioritize your own physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, the result is going to be that you radiate a deep level of vitality, and you then become a powerful magnet for pulling love into your life. So to help us with that, we're going to get expert advice from Amy Ahlers, Gabby Bernstein, Marcy Shymoff, and Christina Rilo. And they're going to be sharing tips for daily self-love and simple self-care practices that actually work. We're also going to have exercises to create a more conscious, loving relationship with ourselves that then become the basis for a healthy partnership. So love will be yours in no time after you perform the daily love response exercise that they're going to teach you in this seminar. Now, the fourth shift is about tapping into the universe and connecting to a higher power. So wouldn't you agree with me that our purpose for relationships have shifted significantly over the last 25 years? We no longer want to meet someone to live out the preconceived ideas of creating a family. These days, we yearn to be with someone that we have this deep soul-level connection with. Because for thousands of years, relationships were basically about security. We married and we mated for the sake of survival. But now, in this day and age, we've entered a whole new era of consciousness where we're actually seeking a partner who can support the development of our highest potentials, someone who can help us become the people we feel called to become, the person that we have the potential to be. And part of attracting this type of love means that we're in touch with a force greater than ourselves. And we acknowledge that there is a divine and guiding force that wants to provide us with our deepest desires and truly has the power to make our wildest dreams come true. And it's a force for good, one that is constantly conspiring for our betterment in every area of our lives, including bringing to us a soulmate. So discovering how to create or strengthen your ability to tap into the energy of the universe is going to help you feel deeply supported and satisfied on your journey to love. And for this, we've created a couple of really powerful seminars to help you tap into the energy of the universe. And I'm thrilled to announce that my dear friend, the one and only Deepak Chopra, will be with us for Seminar 7. Now, many of you already know who he is. He has authored more than 50 books, which have been translated into 35 languages, including 21 New York Times bestsellers. Time magazine has described him as one of the top 100 heroes and icons of the century, and they credit him with being the poet prophet of alternative medicine. So Deepak's going to take us through the Heart Sutra meditation. This is a meditation on peace, harmony, laughter, and love. He'll also share with us his perspective on the role of fate, karma, and destiny when it comes to relationships. And it's really a rare opportunity to learn from one of the greats and the wisdom that he plans to share. Now, in seminar number 8, we have Carol Allen, Beth Davis, Ellen Whitehurst, and Roy Kirkland. And with seminar 8, you'll discover how the first thing you see in the morning and the last thing you see at night is having an amazing and tremendous impact on your subconscious and on your future. You'll also learn how clutter in your home blocks love and why knowing your soul urge is the key to manifesting love. And I'm sure if you knew that keeping your house clean would draw your soulmate closer to you, you might break out the vacuum cleaner a little bit more often. So those are the first of the four, those are the first four of the 7 shifts that we need to make to attract big love. And I want you just to take a moment here and check in with yourself and see if these shifts are resonating with you. You know, now that we've pointed out 4 of the 7, can you see how any of them might be holding you back from realizing your full potential in love? So these shifts are simple. They're things you can easily implement and get real results from once you know what to look for and how to make the shifts. I want to tell you that there have been thousands of people who've walked this road before you, and most of them were like you. They were frustrated by their experience with love. They may have been scared to risk again. They battled their own thoughts of hopelessness that they might never experience the kind of big love they feel destined for. But the good news is they did eventually have major breakthroughs in their love lives by making the small shifts. And I truly know the same is possible for you. And in just a little bit, you're going to hear from one woman who made these shifts and then found her soulmate. So let me go on now to the 5th shift, which is getting in sync with the opposite sex. So if you're awake and breathing, it's probably no secret to you that men and women communicate differently and they value different things in a partner and in relationships. And the popularity of the Mars and Venus books is evidence of the challenge that the opposite sexes face when communicating with each other. So understanding how the opposite sex ticks is a powerful tool for attracting love. And it can quickly create harmony where there may have previously been conflict. So with guidance from our experts, some of the behaviors we may have found perplexing now become easily identifiable and understandable. And you won't be scratching your head after you've been through these seminars. So seminar number 9 is with the fabulous and amazing Dr. John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And in seminar 9, he's going to be revealing the real reason some women are attracted to bad boys and what to do about it. He'll be talking about why powerful women need a man and it's not for the reasons you think. And he's going to teach you how to recognize your ideal partner. And on top of all of that, he's going to give incredible insights on all kinds of age-old questions like, when should you call a man and what you should say to him, when to have sex for the first time, how to get your partner to take the lead when you want them to, and he'll eliminate all kinds of confusion on these kinds of questions, and you'll come away knowing all the guidelines for navigating relationships. Then in seminar number 10, this one is called Decoding His Language. Real men reveal what you must know about how they communicate. And we've got three top all guys for this one. Seminar number 11 is with our great friend Allison Armstrong. And in this, you're going to get a crash course in decoding men. And she's going to teach you the formula for determining if he's the one. And then she'll uncover the real reasons men make a decision to commit or leave a relationship. And you're going to be blown away by this. So once you've got Allison's amazing wisdom, you're going to be able to start making informed, wise choices that will land you in the long-term relationship of your dreams. In seminar number 12, we're going to focus on the importance of fun and playfulness in relationships and in dating especially. And then we get to the sixth shift. The sixth shift is exploring and practicing the art of communication. So even though we know how important good communication is, I'll bet there are more than a few of you out there who've suffered heartache over a major communication breakdown with a romantic partner. So knowing how important these skills are, and most of them were never taught them, and we don't know how to clearly ask for what we need and want, and we don't really know how to express our feelings, the good news is you can be taught. And to support you in this, in session 13, we have Harville Hendricks and his partner and wife, Helen LaKelly Hunt. And they're going to be sharing the number one thing that creates attraction, and you'll be surprised by what it is. They'll be talking about the upside of incompatibility and why creative tension is the fuel to evolving love. You're also going to learn the mistake most women make when it comes to asking their partner for what they want, the red flags you should never ignore, plus, and this was so fascinating, how being frustrated with your partner is really a clue to a wish that you hold. So that's with Harville Hendricks and Helen LaKelly Hunt. And then the same day that they're teaching, I'm also teaching my seminar, which is Knowing, Trusting, Believing Love is Yours. Use the Law of Attraction to Consciously Manifest the Love of Your Life. And I'm going to be sharing the answer to why so many people who are, you know, really successful in so many areas of life aren't successful at love. And I'll also be sharing the two key character traits that are required to manifest a soulmate. So I'll talk about the dirty little lies and myths about love after the age of 40, because remember, I was a first-time bride at 44. And I'm going to also help you cultivate a love manifestation mindset so that you can become instantly magnetic to love. Then, in Seminar 15, we have Gay and Katie Hendricks, and they're going to be unlocking the communication tools, the tools that cultivate trust and honesty and deep connection, and the tools that will release you from unsupportive communication patterns. I mean, how is there anything more important than that? And they're also going to share a little secret with you, and you'll discover with them how being real will get you more love than being cool. All right, so that's Seminar 15 with Gay and Katie Hendricks. Now for shift number 7, the final shift that many of us need to make, discovering and embracing new dating skills. So I totally get this. There's no area of attracting love that can be quite as intimidating or overwhelming or scary or confusing as the modern age of dating. So fasten your seatbelt It's going to be a wild ride. Long gone are the days where it was the norm to be set up by friends or family, or maybe even bump into somebody in the produce department of your supermarket. Today's electronic age means dating's gone digital, and you need to be great at making virtual connections and navigating the confusing and, yes, at times frustrating rules of the game. And I promise you, we are going to offer you so much information that you will be confident and effective in dating once you participate in these seminars. So we've got the it's called Fast Track Your Way to Soulmate Love with Online Dating. And for this, we have Liz Dawn, Jeannie Osamos from eHarmony, Lauren Francis, and Reed Mahalko. And they're going to do something so great. They're going to transform you from an online dating disaster to an online dating dynamo. You're going to be writing profiles that leap off the page. You'll know the essential rules about what photos you should and shouldn't use. You're going to get the straight answers on how to go from virtual connection to first date without wasting a lot of time and energy on people who aren't a match for you. And you're clearly going to define your dating purpose and make it visible to others so you increase your chances of attracting true love. So this is a game changer for your dating life. Do not miss this one. Then, in our final seminar, we'll be doing this one with Matthew Hussey, Matt Boggs, and Marnie Batista, The Power to Be Your Authentic Self on a Date. And they're going to teach you the best-kept secret to finding love. And I'm just going to tell you one of them right now. You want a hint? It involves hanging out with your married friends. They're also going to challenge a common belief that looking sexy will get you the guy. And they're going to share with you all kinds of easy flirting techniques so that you can let someone know that you're really interested. So these two, the Fast Track Your Way to Soulmate Love with Online Dating and The Power to Be Your Authentic Self on a Date, do not miss these. I just realized that I'm going to be hearing from a lot of you in the coming months. You're going to be writing to me. You're going to be sharing your success stories and the results that you've learned from these experts. And I can only promise you that all of these lessons are going to serve you well on your path to attracting the one. And in addition to everything I just told you about, we also have 9 interviews for you with real-life soulmate couples. And they're going to be sharing the secrets of how they prepared themselves for love, how they manifested each other, and what they're doing right now to keep the spark alive. So we've got 9 couples for you, and I just know that hearing these success stories is really going to help you anchor into your consciousness the possibility that love will soon be yours as well. And speaking of soulmate success stories, I want to bring on a friend of mine who, her name is Bevan, and she's one of our Attract Your Soulmate Now graduates, and she's going to share with you a little bit about her experience and about her, how her life changed. Bevan, are you there?
I am, Ariel. How are you? This is wonderful.
I'm so great. Well, just jump in here and share with our listeners your story.
Oh, and thank you so much for inviting me tonight. And I just have really been enjoying this call. And I want to say right off the bat to everyone listening that I have been exactly where you are. Because I remember listening to the first call of your Ultimate Soulmate Summit a few years back and really wondering whether this would work for me and honestly calling a little bit of shenanigans, like, is this really going to work? And so desperately wanting it to. And so I just want to welcome each and every one of you to tonight and to these next 9 days and to the start of your new love life, because I can really stand here saying that these seminars are so powerful and they work. So, yeah, so I'm excited. So I know we're really short on time because you've been giving us so much amazing information. So I'll just tell you a little bit about where I was before the Ultimate Soulmate Summit and Attract Your Soulmate Now. So I was 31 years old, and I was living in Chicago. I'd never been married, and I really wanted to meet my soulmate. And I've been dating a lot of guys who, you know, just wasn't working out for one reason or another, and had some really traumatic experiences in my life. I had a huge career change, and I had lost my home to a fire. It was really just an up and down time of life. And I heard about your event, and I, you know, was familiar with your work, and I was familiar with the work of a lot of your teachers, and I was just so frustrated, but I was really ready to attract my soulmate and to be in my lifelong, forever relationship. So I heard about it. Like I said, I listened to that first call, and then I totally dove into the seminars. I committed to listening to every single one. And, you know, of course, I got super busy and was traveling for work and had so much going on, so I started to miss one or two. And at that moment, I had a little bit of a talk with myself about whether or not this was really something I wanted to commit to, and did I really want to meet the love of my life? And I decided that I did. You know, and that was a big word for me. I decided it was a priority. And so I bought your whole package, and I loaded the seminars on my iPod, and I put the CDs in my car, and as I was walking around the city, I would listen to them, and when I was working, I would have them on in the background, and I just totally immersed myself into all of this incredible material because I had made this commitment to myself and to my future love.
Well, I know that you made a lot of changes, you know, and we've been talking about these seven shifts. Can you share one or two of the shifts that you needed to make and how that led you to your soulmate?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So it's such a good question because I did meet my soulmate. I met him in Ohio. His name is Mark, and he's amazing. We met just about 2 years ago, and actually we got engaged in November of last year on my birthday, and we're planning our wedding for the end of this year, and neither of us can't wait to be married. It's really exciting. So when you invited me to be here tonight, I thought about, okay, what really was it? Because I was a personal development junkie. I read all the books, and I thought, for sure, I really should have it together. So I thought about these seven shifts, and I have to say, honestly, I'm a very good communicator, and I think that's something that Mark and most people in my life would say, you know, I didn't need a lot of shifts in that area. And with limiting beliefs, I had a few, like I really believed that I should be loved completely, but I had set my standards really, really low. Like I joked with friends, like, God, when did I set the bar at breathing? I'm like, what is going on? So I really did have to look at, you know, where were the limiting beliefs getting in my way? And then what were some of the others? So, you know, letting go of people in the past, I mean, that was something really tough for me because I had had some really powerful relationships, one in particular, and I honestly had to be very clear about severing that tie and letting that ex-boyfriend of mine know that I was ready to, you know, to meet my forever love and that I didn't have space in my life for him to be lingering and lurking in my life. So that was something really big. And then let's see, what other things? Like, I think that, you know, I was pretty good about being in sync with the opposite sex, but I did have some things I had convinced myself were problems, you know, problems about where I was successful in my career and how did that intimidate men and what was the problem there. So the work of Alison Armstrong and John Gray and Harville and Henders was so helpful for me, and especially when I met Mark, and, you know, Gay and Katie Hendricks are two of my favorite people on the planet, so I'm always listening to their stuff and just soaking in their information. Those were the biggest things, and I met Mark online. So, and your the seminars you have about not only how to set up your profile, but how to date when you're online were so helpful and really, like, just changed the way I would approach dating. And clearly it made a huge difference because now we're getting married.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. So before I let you go, Bevan, is there anything you want to share with everyone who's listening in tonight?
You know, I do. Because, you know, I'm a life coach and a project manager, and I come from a theater and a creative writing background. And in that, we so often talk about the suspension of disbelief. So people come to the theater really wanting to believe the story that's in front of them. And so I would just say to everyone listening, jump in. Suspend your disbelief about whether this will work for you or not, and just immerse yourself 100% completely in whatever you're going to hear over the next 9 days, and replay these seminars over and over again. You know, just dive in so fully that you cannot help but be surrounded by love. And, you know, then I just wish for you that you will be as blissfully happy planning your wedding as Mark and I are planning ours, because this is truly the best thing on earth, which is just sharing your incredible life that you created with the one person you cannot imagine your life without.
Mm. Isn't that inspiring? I am so happy for Bevan. And while her experience may have had some twists and turns that are unique to her life, the core principles aren't different. By implementing several of the 7 shifts, Bevan was able to attract big love into her life. And that is exactly what's possible for you too. So I want to take a moment here to really thank my incredible team. These amazing people have been working around the clock for months to bring this event to you. And it may look like I'm a one-woman show here. I'm not. There are 50 of us dedicated to making sure that everyone who desires a soulmate has the opportunity to make it happen. So as we get ready to close this evening, know that I'm standing here with you every step of the way through the 9 days of this series. I'm standing with you to help you manifest an exquisite love in your life. And I want us to just take a second here to imagine that there are now 50,000 of us coming together in a global circle of love. 50,000 of us from 171 countries. So let's extend our awareness into this powerful collective intention of this moment. Just use your imagination and see this, all these wonderful love intentions swirling in the air, ready to be fulfilled. All the possibility. And know that this series is here to help you discover the things you can and should and must do to finally become magnetic to love. And I promise you, none of them are that complicated or difficult. In fact, most of them are really simple and they're fun. They just take a little bit of knowing and a bit of doing. So over the next 9 days, I'll be guiding you on this path to love. I can't wait to greet you on the other side so you can share with me your incredible stories of transformation and love fulfilled in the weeks and months to come. And please, I encourage you, make sure you share them with us. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I'm so grateful that we could be together, and I'll see you all tomorrow. All right, everybody, good night.
Thank you for listening to the Art of Love's Attract Your Soulmate Now series. For more information about how you can download the audios in this series or order the CD set and companion transcripts, please visit soulmateaudios.com. Again, that's soulmateaudios.com. We want to thank our event partners, Evolving Wisdom, The Soulmate Secret, and Calling in the One, today's leading online courses designed to help you manifest the love of your life. To find out how to manifest your own soulmate, you can visit soulmatesecretnow.com and callinginTheOne.net. On behalf of your host, Arielle Ford, and our event partners, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much love and support on your journey to manifesting amazing love in your life.